And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. But Balaam answered and said unto Balak, Told not I thee, saying, All that the Lord speaketh, that I must do? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is a thing which the Lord hath not spoken, but the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him. And the messengers came again and said, Thus speaketh Ben-Hadad, saying, Although I have sent unto thee, saying, Thou shalt deliver me thy silver and thy gold and thy wives and thy children. But he said unto her, Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. He that speaketh flattery to his friends, even the eyes of his children shall fail. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things, who that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. The righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. He come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. Whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things. He winketh with his eyes, he speaketh with his feet, he teacheth with his fingers. A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. A true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. A false witness shall perish, but the man that heareth speaketh constantly. When he speaketh fair, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Therefore the Lord shall have no joy in their young men, neither shall have mercy on their fatherless and widows. For every one is an hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaketh folly. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. The instruments also of the churl are evil. He deviseth wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words, even when the needy speaketh right. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil, their tongue is as an arrow shot out. It speaketh deceit. One speaketh peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in heart he layeth his weight. Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, Because thou hast sent letters in thy name unto all the people that are at Jerusalem, and to Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah the priest, and to all the priests, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, Write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. And the sound of the cherubim's wings was heard even to the outer court, as the voice of the Almighty God when he speaketh. They hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, This people say, The time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. And speak unto him, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Behold the man whose name is the branch, and he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Execute true judgment, and show mercy and compassions every man to his brother. Speak, but the spirit of your father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver, and whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, Say not in thine heart, Who shall ascend into heaven? That is, to bring Christ down from above. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. But he that prophesieth edifieth the church. I would that ye all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. Wherefore let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it he being dead yet speaketh. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, My son, Despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape, if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother, and judgeth his brother, speaketh evil of the law, and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage.